Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. NTU.org is his website. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. You got a foundation, too, don't you, Pete?
That's right. It's our research arm, founded only a couple of years after NTU was. We do all kinds of valuable work on things like interstate taxation and this latest phenomenon called, well, it's pretty bad, use it or lose it.
Right.
We all suspected the federal government does this in the last quarter of a fiscal year. There's a lot of taxpayer cash sitting around. Why not hurry up and spend it? Because otherwise, in the budget process, it might look like you're getting too much and your budget is going to be cut the following year.
That's right.
So they spend it. And they spend it on things that are not necessary.
That's right. And the thing is that in truth, I've seen corporate America do this too, Pete. I've actually been the, believe it or not, I've been the beneficiary of this once or twice where somebody called me up and said, hey, can you send me an invoice now? and I would, but what we're talking about, folks, is where you've been given, your department's been given, you know, $10 million to operate for some particular part of your business as an agency. And you have only spent $8 million of it. And if you don't spend the other $2 million, next year your budget's going to be $8 million. That means you gave them back $2 million. And that means, Pete, that if you're operating your little fiefdom there, your little agency fiefdom, that erodes part of your control, part of your power, part of your leverage. And nobody likes that. And this is how our government has grown to the behemoth, the blob that it is right now. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We actually did the research. We looked at the last 10 fiscal years, and we were able to determine that in the last quarter of the fiscal year, spending is an average of 25.4% higher than during the first three quarters of the fiscal year.
I believe it.
A 25% speed up. Now, what did they spend it on? Well, some pretty dubious things. Cleaning the doors of the Witten office building,
right.
Building gazebos on Air Force property, putting a canopy over a basketball court in Italy, all kinds of things that, well, maybe nice to have, but aren't necessary.
But it's not their money, Pete. That's the problem. It's not their money, and they're spending our money. And until we find, and this is a, Pete, let's be honest, let's call it like it is. This is one of the elements of the deep state. This is not the controversial, subversive part of the deep state, but it's part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's part of the entrenched bureaucratic mindset. And we've got to change the mindset, reverse it 180 degrees and
How?
Say, okay, first of all, we're going to have to incentivize them to save. The fact is, if they actually save money, if they do a good job managing the resources we give them, then we're going to let them keep some of them. But they've got to show that they're being responsible first. No rewards for simply sitting on
where's
money.
That backbone
saying,
where's that leadership backbone going to come from, Pete? I've never seen it. I've been to Washington many times. You live there. Have you ever had any sightings of something like that?
Well, in my early days here in Washington, about 20, 25 years ago, there were a lot of conscientious people in government and in Congress who wanted to incentivize this kind of thing. They're in pretty short supply right now.
On both sides of the aisle, right? I mean, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing. This is a political thing. This is a humanity thing. These people, they it doesn't matter what party they're associated with.
Yeah, it's a managerial thing. I'll tell you what, this would be a great role for small business owners to get involved in, to get on advisory councils of some of these agencies, and they have them, and tell them, here's how you manage your money so that you don't end up blowing 25% or more of it at the end of the year on things you don't
need. If they thought of their capital as precious as we, if it was as precious to them as our capital is to us, we wouldn't have a problem. This would never have happened. Pete, I got to wrap it up. Give us the websites again, please.
NTU, our initials for National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
All right. Hey, Pete, good job today. Keep up the good work and come back soon.
Will do, sir.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our heroes. Check out NTU.org and support them. They'll take your money right there on the website. It'll be a good investment, I promise you. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.